out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. Alrighty, folks, hour number two. I don't know what you thought. Some of you, mixed reaction to Wolfgang. I think his idea is an interesting one. I think it's one that, as we just said, has been tried before. And I think, personally, it may be leading down a rabbit hole. I'm not sure. I don't know. I based on what I see today and how late in the game we are, I'm a little bit leery that any movement to, to coalesce and to congregate and to relocate and to come together in different parts of the country is not, in my opinion, okay, this is just my opinion, is not going to work, because the problem transcends all of that. I see it as an issue of the only biblical, spiritual concern that no matter where you are, by the way, in this country or any other country, for that matter, you can be safe no matter what's taking place around you, no matter what the police state may be. If, in fact, you're in God's will and you're doing what he needs you to do, quite frankly, ground zero is right there. It's ground zero with God. And people of like mind, people who are Adamic and white, Caucasian, Israelite people, have been doing this for a long time. And it's nice, because I don't believe in forced integration, or what they call integration, but it's not integration. You cannot force it. It's a voluntary process by in and of itself. It's what they call forced segregation or forced integration. Either way, the force is totally wrong, and it's anti-constitutional. It's anti-lawful. It violates the basic precepts of individual liberty. So, but having said that, we wanted Wolfgang to share it with our listeners so they can search it out, seek it out, give their opinions. And you know what? I find that no matter what it is, you can't get two people, even in a single household, to agree on anything with regard to procedure or the rules of the game or how to manipulate things when the going gets rough. You know, there's a lot of things that you just have to think through. But you have to think it through with some spiritual dimension, a basic Bible understanding. No matter where you are in Israel or any place in this country, that you can be targeted as a group, as a community, as an individual, or you can be spared what will come. But make no mistake about it, we are going to experience very difficult times in the very near future. It could happen very quickly as well. But anyway, again, to get in touch with Wolfgang, remember, it's mountaintoprefuge@gmail.com. And we just refer to him as Wolfgang. All right. Now, the other thing that I need to get to today, folks, is this. And I think it's very interesting. The way things have changed, the dynamic has changed. Oh, I would say in the last week or so with this so-called meeting, the summit that took place in Singapore between two tubbies there, if you will, Kim Jong-un or Un or An, and Mr. Trump. It was for display, obviously. It was definitely a pageant show. And unfortunately, there's a lot more going on than we think. It's not about peace. And it's not about freedom, because you can't have freedom without peace, and you can't have peace without freedom. Think about it now in these terms. Now, look at what has come out of the Israeli press and the Jewish press. For instance, one article in the Times of Israel headline, the Likud ministers say this. One of them says, Kim Summit shows Trump can deal with tyrants. Bring on Rouhani. That means Iran, okay? Bring on Mr. Rouhani. Well, that's all fine and good and dandy. What is it really all about, though? It's all about this guy who is in Israel. His name is Gilad Erdan, saying that we need to talk peace instead of war now. Isn't that interesting? All the rhetoric, all the warmongering and the finger-pointing, and all of the prophets of doom and gloom have been preaching war and terror and self-defense, as they call it, with regard to the Israeli regime. And yet now, all of a sudden, they're talking about, quote, peace, unquote. Now, this is why I read to you from Matthew 24 and those verses 14 and 15, because in the greater context of Matthew and the greater context, of course, of Daniel and the Old Covenant, that you will find peace and safety being talked about as watchwords of the very end time, okay? Watchwords. Well, for when they shall say peace and safety, then beware, sudden destruction cometh upon them like travail upon a woman with child. You see, but that's the watchword of Antichrist. In the very end, the man of sin posing as Jesus will pronounce, who will make war with me? Who will make war with us? We now have peace on the planet. And isn't it interesting? Trump uses the same language that we hear in the scriptures that will be the language of Antichrist. Keep talking about peace and prosperity. He talks about peace and prosperity. He doesn't mention the word freedom or sovereignty, what we're just talking about, or liberty, or in any way independence, the independence of nation from nation. No, he's talking about an interdependent, one world system where we can be brought together under a common government to provide for peace across the globe. All right? That is what you're hearing about today, is peace, peace, peace. Let's not have war. Let's have peace. Now, I know I've been telling you that the warmongers and the war promoters and the war profiteers have been having a field day. All of these years that we've been on this radio and all of the plotting they've done and are doing now, while they're talking peace with North Korea, we're still financing and supplying these so-called ISIS invaders, insurgents, into Syria. We have 20-something thousand American troops there. We have a supply line that goes into Syria, and once again, we're expecting another false flag attack there. We also have war going on against the Iranian people. What's going on in Yemen now with the Saudi-Israeli alliance, which is designed to wipe out the Houthi tribes? And they're blaming that, of course, on Iran. They're blaming the Sunnis and the Shiites rather for what is going on in that part of the world, in Yemen. Now, Yemen at one time was divided into two nations, North Yemen and Southern Yemen. And that happened as a result of Israel's instigation at that particular time. And that was in the 1960s. Now they're unified. They've been unified for a long time. But the reality is that they're making war, but they're really talking about peace. Because in order to make the omelet, you have to smash the eggs, folks. This is the point which I believe should be made, all right? But in the Israeli press, all of a sudden, they're talking about peace and safety. And they're talking about it in all parts of the world. They're talking about making a peace deal with Palestinians now. They're talking about making some kind of peace deal, as I said, with Iran. And, of course, at the same time, we're seeing the opposite take place in order to create a very ideal situation for a war-weary world public to embrace peace. False peace, to be sure. Fake peace, to be sure. Fake prosperity, to be sure. Is that too deep for some of you? Think about it. The scripture deals with these who call themselves Judah and are not, but do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. They really want peace. Now remember, peace can be had in the cemetery. You can visit any cemetery you want today and you will find below the earth a lot of peace. There are dead bodies. There are corpses of people who are at peace with each other. There's no war going on in the cemetery. And that's exactly what we created in World War II. If I have more time today, we're going to share more of Professor Irving's description, factually based, everything. You can't see it on audio, but he's got the graphs. He's got all of the charts, all of the footage of what was done in a matter of minutes. The killing of tens of thousands of people with saturation bombing, incredible carnage, literally firebombing people to death, men, women, yes, and children. This is the mark of Cain and what they represent. Now, as we near the end of this age, everybody's talking about peace, peace. And yet there is no real peace without freedom, without sovereignty, nations, without independence, and without freedom to be yourself, to be an individual, to be a nation, apart from the bankster, gangster, criminal elite, apart from all of the United Nations paraphernalia. That's the issue they will never bring up. Okay, I'm going to see if we can just begin some phone calls right now before we have a break, and let's do that, folks. 1-800-313-9443. Dennis in Indiana is up first, and hello, you're on the program. Hello, Dennis. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're coming a little bit crackling, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'm in my little bit. I'm a paralyzed victim, and I listen to your show. And hey, you're out in California, right?
What's that?
I'm in California.
No, I'm not in California. Are you referring to the guest, Wolfgang?
Oh, okay. I thought you were from there. No, anyway, no. I listen to a couple different stations on the radio too. Do you see Calvary Chapel at all out by you?
You know, I'm going to have to tell you, I cannot discern you on your cell. If you can get into a better position or a better phone, then let me know. But otherwise, we'll have to move on, all right? Because I cannot understand you, Dennis. All right? Okay. We'll let him go, and if he can sound a little clearer, Sam, we'll bring him on. But I cannot make out his voice. How about Joe? Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. Come on up.
How are you, Rick?
Good. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good. Listen, can I go to Daniel chapter 8 for a moment?
Sure, go right ahead.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. See if this sounds familiar. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And in his power, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully. Now, how do you destroy wonderfully? And shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft. For the deepest student, that word craft should be looked up, to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. By peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of peace, the prince of princes, and he shall be broken without hand. Now, it's very hard, Rick, to fight against peace. Very, very difficult to fight against peace.
You bet.
And the only way that I know in this strange place that we live in called Earth, it's a very strange place, you know, is by the Word of God. That's the only way you can fight against false peace. Very difficult otherwise. There are no words that man can come up with to
fight
against.
The reason why is because people are totally ignorant of what the Word of God says, and that's why they need to have that protection. Because who doesn't want peace worldwide? Who doesn't want to have a time when their kids are not going off to war, not fighting and killing and being killed. I mean, that's what man really truly wants, is a peace where they're free, where they can live alone without any constant, you know, conflicts and wars going on. So he's going to come in offering that, isn't he?
Yes. Over in Daniel chapter 11, talks about, in verse 21, the vile person. And down around, verse 23, and after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall be strong with a small people. This people, word people in the Hebrew is goy. 24, and shall enter, we know them as the Kenites, and he shall enter peaceably, even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. Totally different entity here. And he shall scatter among them the prey, the spoil, the riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices. Very important words, against the strongholds, even for a time. Mm-hmm. This is a king who is, down verse 7, 27 rather, and both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper. Mm-hmm. Because the word of God, Rick, will spell out the real peace and set the standard by the ships of Chittim. Mm-hmm. Chittim in the Hebrew is the bruises. These are the ships that are going to come against him, right mm-hmm. out of the Word of God.
Yes, it is. So, all of it's out of the Word of God. It's all foreknown and foretold.
That's why we encourage people to dig into those scriptures so you have the weapons to fight with, the true weapons.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that these people who write speeches and grill and train people who are presidents and vice presidents, I don't believe they're totally ignorant of Scripture. I think they are fulfilling Scripture, and I think they know, many of them, exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to create that one world union. Disarmament must proceed individually in nations and as well as nations so that they can all come together on a one-world plane, a converging plane, where there are no developing nations and nations that have, advanced to a first-world nation as America was from the beginning, before war and destruction. They want a unified, collectivist, one-world global empire, and then, and only then, you can have no more war. You can have peace. But who is going to bring in that peace in the end? This man who says he is Jesus, bow down and worship me. Isn't that what's going to be planned? Say that's what's planned right now. Yeah.
See, it's a thing where, imagine, Rick, if we could take all the weapon systems of the world, melt them all down, and turn them into plowshares. Yeah. Turn them into plowshares and plow the entire earth for food and nutritional material and things for health and safety and plenty of chicken in every pot. You see, this is the ultimate objective, but they're going to try to do this while they're still in a flesh body.
Right. I knew you were going to say that. Yes, exactly. Can't do it in the flesh world.
They're trying to bring in the millennium, which is not in a flesh body. You won't be in flesh bodies in the millennium, in which that will happen. But they're trying to bring it in while we're still in flesh bodies and bring in an eternity while we're still in flesh bodies.
While Satan is ruling
in
the
body. Right.
Exactly. While Satan is in control as well. We have a break. All right, Rick Adams, Uncensored, right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Support us and support RPN. Come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back, folks. And don't forget Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com in the UK, his worldwide program, and Eurofolk Talk, and all of these great programs that he hosts. I will be invited on once again in the not-too-distant future to be one of his guests, okay? And The Deadly Experiment, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment YouTube channel, where we have just produced some new programs as well. So you will find some of them posted in a week or two. All right, let's go back. Joe is still on the phone. I think you wanted to continue for a moment, Joe, and tell us what else you were trying to communicate for the audience.
Well, the basic thing is, Rick, we're going to see peace. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, he says, when you hear of wars and rumors of war, don't be concerned because the end is not yet, the end of this age, it's flesh age. What is the opposite of wars and rumors of war that would make us prick our ears up?
Peace and rumors of peace.
Peace. What are we hearing now?
Peace talks.
This is on a global basis.
Right.
Peace this and peace that. There's only going to be true peace when the Prince of Peace returns. Not the Prince of the Year or the Prince of this world, but the Prince of true Prince of Peace. And that is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And a sign of his return. Sign of his return would be when the 13 tribes of Israel right at the end of this age, gather themselves together and find out who they really are, that they weren't Italians and Irish and Scottish and this and that, and find out that they were really the 12, 13 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they start to return to Jerusalem with the 7,000.
Right. Right.
That's the key when you know the end of this age is near, led by the two witnesses.
That will be imminent.
They
will take place very quickly, too. The flip of a hat.
They are in the They are in the process right now of being enlightened as to who they really are. And this even includes the ethnos that have joined down with them. Millions and millions of ethnos that have joined down with them as true believers. And Jesus would be that servant David spoken of in Ezekiel chapter 38, 37, when the dry bones come together and find out who they really are. The two sticks are joined together, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, so that they can return to Jerusalem. For the millennial age. And the millennial age.
Christ will be here then, the real Christ, ruling from Jerusalem, and all the nations of the world, all the tribes and tongues will then be educated. Truth, finally, at last.
Yes.
One thing, I'll let you go because we have another call and we want to also do some other things, but I think it's the ultimate in arrogance to think that a man, whoever he is in the White House, that a Congress, whoever they are, we know who they are, what they are, and they're all phonies. Regardless of what they say, it's rhetoric and not truth. But man kings can bring about something which God says only he can bring about, true peace on the world level. And that these people have the arrogance and the usurpation of God's authority to think that they can bring about a peace after they've created war. Worldwide war and destruction. Now they're coming in to rescue, like the Marshall Plan did in Europe. Here you are, you destroy an entire race, you destroy an entire people, you destroy an entire continent, and now you come in and say it's time to rebuild. Well, that's Satan's M.O. That's the type of the end times, to destroy, because he's known as the destroyer. Okay, that's his negative name. He destroys, and yet he comes in as the savior. Now, what's so hard about that to understand? He has a dual role. He has a dual purpose. It's very simple. Satan uses politicians, kings, and potentates and princes to bring about something they don't have the power to do. True peace worldwide, right?
And remember this, Rick. All these political leaders, these big-time judges, and all these decision makers that are making these decisions that are costing people's lives and families and genealogies, it's costing them big time. Don't you think that the Heavenly Father doesn't have all of this written down in that book of life?
He sure does. He's keeping the score.
Those are going to be brought up on that judgment day, they're going to see things that they didn't even realize they had done.
Right. Okay, Joe, we have to break. Thank you for that thought. Okay, we'll come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, folks, and we are going to take another call now before I switch gears back to something that I alluded to earlier, but that's caller Al from California, I believe, is up next. Hello, Al.
Doctrine. All they're talking is false doctrine about Israel in the middle. This is Israel, the United States of America, and it's been proven between two great oceans and the real people of Israel, the white race.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we've been saying, isn't it?
Well, he says something's coming to the Middle East. That has nothing to do with it. It's all a false deception, and Hollywood promotes it, and the Jesus freaks promote it, and they're all going to hell. There'll be hundreds of millions. Very few will be saved because they are filthy and deceitful. It's all. It's even in the book of Jasher who the enemy is. They don't even explain that. They leave everything out. The white horse is evil, evil. There's four horses, and they're all evil. They're not good, not a single one. Until you turn from your wickedness and sin no more. That's exactly what it is. The Ten Commandments, they've twisted that. Just like the National Rifle Association twists the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. They twisted the Ten Commandments. The Fourth Commandment says don't mix the races. It's been proven. The Tenth
Adultery,
Commandment.
Adultery, yeah. Okay, thank you for that call. I have to move on, though, Al. Okay, I appreciate your contribution. But we want to switch gears a little bit back to what I alluded to earlier now. Get the message here, folks. Get the message. Those of you out there who are listening, who understand what I'm saying and others are saying, it's very important that you understand that now we are in the most deceptive time ever in the history of this world. We are in an era that we are now metamorphosizing from war to peace, leading the way. The only reason that this North Korean issue came up is because the synagogue of Satan has proposed it. They are doing their father's work to propose a peace that is not a legitimate peace, a disarmament, which is not a legitimate disarmament, and a denuclearization, which again is not legitimate. All of this is rhetoric. It's hot air. It's coming from the extreme radical Trotskyite forces within this administration. And one of them, of course, is John Bolton. This is the plan. They've talked war. They've made war on Syria. They've killed literally several millions of people in Syria alone. That is these invaders, these barbarians who are, in fact, of the House of Cain, the synagogue of Satan, doing it with Iran. But now they realize they don't have to conquer Iran. They don't have to do it militarily. And you know that as well as I do. Okay, the gig is either by consent or by conquest. So we bring him into a worldwide monetary system very short, because everything banking-wise, internet banking, cyber banking, local banking will have to come down, folks. The monetary system is now at the verge of a total upheaval in all of the countries of the world, particularly the Adamic European countries of this age, and America. Once America is ready to fall, and I mean once they're ready to push that button, you will see bank accounts close. You will see an overnight or within a flash of time collapse of all traditional banking, and you will not be able to cash in or get your money or anything until you give your consent to a whole new monetary system. Now, that's exactly what Roosevelt did in 1934. They confiscated the gold. They took us off the gold standard. They put aliens, foreigners, other nations on that gold standard, and they were ending American redemption in gold. So the gold reserve notes was actually a paper aristocracy. You understand, people were told to come turn in their real gold, their real money to the Fed, or they would be jailed. They would be put in detention camps. I mean, this is what this monster, Roosevelt, actually did on behalf of his monstrous puppets, the puppeteers from this elite banking conglomeration, the same people that did it to Germany, that did it to France, that did it to Russia, doing it to us worldwide now, okay? We call them by their name, the sons and daughters of Cain, the wicked one. Folks, that's their job. So along these lines, now that they're talking world peace, disarmament, and freedom, let's look back at what they did first in the Second World War. What they did to, that is the so-called Allies did, in the name of liberation to the people. I'm talking people, not military, but the average people. The civilian murders that they committed in Germany and elsewhere throughout Europe. Let's take a listen now. We can get the right numbers here. Starting, Sam, at 3625. This is a long-winded address given by Professor David Irving. As you know, he's been certainly catapulted many times in the past for the last 25, 30 years. And this is an address he gave some two decades ago on lies so big that few have the courage to believe it. The lies of war, the lies of World War II, the Allies, and all that nonsensical propaganda. You listen for a moment what he has been through and what real history is really all about vis-a-vis who did what in World War II.
So
who are the liberals? Who are not?
I've got no vested interest one way or the other. If I say, as I do, I don't believe in the legend of the Holocaust as it is at present propagated, it's not because I've got a vested interest. I'm not making money out of saying that. No one's going to come up to me afterwards and say, you've done well, Irving, here's the money I promised you for saying that. No one's going to say that. I'm saying it because it's the conclusion that I've come to And the fact that I say that, in fact, doesn't earn me money. It costs me money. My agent, when I published this book originally in 1977, Max Becker, a dear old American literary agent, one of the best, when I delivered the manuscript to me, said, David, we've got a problem with your Hitler book. Where are the 15 pages on the Holocaust? I said, Max, there aren't 15 pages on the Holocaust. He said, well, yeah, but you've got to write them. You've got to put them in. You can't write a biography of Adolf Hitler without putting in at least 15 pages on the Holocaust. I say, Max, my problem is I've written this book based on the archives. I knew all Adolf Hitler's private people. I got to know all his private secretaries. All the girls who had worked as typists for Adolf Hitler, I spent 10 years winning their trust and getting them to look under their beds and find their old cardboard boxes full of diaries and private letters and papers that they'd written. I spent 10 years finding out what really happened based on the archives. And in all those archives around the world, there aren't those 15 pages you're talking about, Max. There's not one single sheet of paper linking Adolf Hitler with what you call the Holocaust. So I'm not going to put it in. And he says, Jesus, David, if that's your... Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to lose the Book of the Month Club. You're going to lose the Reader's Digest deal. You're going to lose the Sunday Times contract in England. You're going to lose any chance of doing a paperback or softback publication in the United States, because all the seven biggest publishing houses, the paperback publishing houses in the United States who publish paperbacks, the seven biggest are all Jewish. And they're not going to... You can forget about doing a contract. You're talking about losing $1 million. And in a rather cavalier fashion, I said, Max, what you haven't had, you don't miss. But he got 10%, of course, of that, what I hadn't had. And he wasn't happy about that at all. And he said, David, I said, I can't, there's no evidence. He said, for God's sake, David, if you can't find the evidence, do what the others do, invent the evidence. I remember him very clearly saying that. That's one thing I remember very clearly. And the other thing I remember very clearly was the day when it came for the Viking Press to publish this book. And a few weeks beforehand, we had a meeting with all their sales staff. All the Viking Press's leading sales representatives came from all over the country, right across the union. They came to New York, and I had to address them. This happens in publishing houses. They have five or six of their leading authors with the new books of that year that are going to be published. And you get up on the stage, and you talk to the sales representatives. They sit in front of you, and you tell them what's new about this book. And as I went on the stage, the sales manager of the Viking Press came up to me, and he took me by the arm. He said, Dave, we've got a bit of a problem. We've got a bit of a problem with your book, Hitler's War. He says, I don't know how to put this to you, but this problem will be solved instantly if you can give me the right answer to the following question. Are you Jewish? It's the kind of question that means nothing to you at the time. But over the years that followed, that was 1975, 20 years have passed since then, that little question has kept on coming back into my mind. I had to say, I'm not Jewish. His face fell. He knew they had a problem, and I felt sorry for him, but there was nothing I could do about it. If I was called Irving David, I suppose he might have had a chance. But being called David Irving, everything was just the wrong way around for them. So that book has been in trouble ever since. A few years ago, I was interviewed by somebody in Time magazine, and he said, you know, before I had this lunch date with you today, Irving, I went and had a look in our clippings library to get up all the old clippings about you. And I tell you an odd thing I've noticed. Until you published your book, Hitler's War, in 1975, you couldn't put a foot wrong. You got whole-page reviews in Newsweek and Time magazine. You got wonderful press coverage of everything you did. And then suddenly, everything turned sour. And I said, tell me about it. I've noticed that fact myself. But it's interesting, because when you're standing in the eye of the storm and you see it all happening to you, and over the later years you see the campaigns, you see the international campaign of vilification. You find yourself sitting on a plane in handcuffs, being thrown out of a country that you've been visiting quite harmlessly for 30 years. You find bookshops' windows being smashed in. You must be doing something right. You must be doing something right. Otherwise, you as an individual citizen, why else would all these people be getting so mad as hell at you? And the answer is that for 30 years, I've worked in the archives, and people believe what I say. My voice carries a certain authority. I give evidence in court hearings in Canada, for example, against Ernst Zundel. I was called for the defense, and the judge afterwards said in private to the other lawyers he had never seen a witness who was as compelling as this English historian, because I had the answers. They would show documents on the screen which I'd never seen in my life before, and the prosecution counsel would believe straight away, we have the, rather like the O.J. Simpson case. Mr. Irving, how do you explain that document? Here is the chief of the SS talking about gas chambers in a document, a letter written to Himmler. And I would say straight away, but look again at that letter. It has no security classification on it. If they were talking about the final solution, which was the most, as you yourself say, the most secret of all the Nazi operations, this document would have a security classification on it. It would be stamped with secret or top secret. In German, Geheime Kommandosache, Geheime Reichssache. And if it hasn't got the rubber stamp, it would at least have those initials after the registration number of the letter, GRS or GKDOS, Geheime Kommandosache. And the fact that it hasn't got that security classification means that this document is of what I would call janitorial level. Literally. A perfectly innocent explanation as to why these sinister words like gas chamber come into a German document is because, in fact, it turned out to be part of the coking process for generating the necessary high-temperature gases that were used in the crematoria. So, what am I saying? Well, the first thing I say is I came in through the back door, so to speak, when I was writing the Adolf Hitler book, and it occurred to me that nowhere in any of the archives did I find one single document linking Hitler with what is now called the Holocaust. Notice the word that I say is now called the Holocaust. If you look in the newspapers before about 1970, you won't find that word. It's a modern word. It's a modern word. It's been generated by the Holocaust lobby because they know how to sell something. They're selling a package. It's got a capital H like Tylenol. Capital T. They're selling a word and a concept. And that word Holocaust is the first word I'm going to impress on you as being something you should be very suspicious of. You're invited not to open the package, please. Like a package of Tylenol. Please don't touch the package. You have to buy the whole package without inspecting it. And anybody who does want to open that package and inspect it is then called something else. And this is the second word. Holocaust denier. Isn't that absurd? How can anyone deny the Holocaust? We've seen the pictures. We've heard the eyewitnesses. Holocaust denier. There's nothing more absurd, nothing more worthy of repugnance than the Holocaust denier, capital H, capital D. Not somebody who questions the Holocaust or somebody who is a skeptic, as I am. Bits of the story are undoubtedly true. Let me say this right from the start. There's no doubt at all, and particularly the young members of the audience here should realize this, there's no doubt at all that the Nazis in their 12-year rule inflicted nameless horrors on large segments of the population, including the Jews and other people whom they disliked. There's no doubt about that at all. What I do question are the methods. Was it done on a methodical scale? Was it done as a measure of the German state? If the Nazis massacred the Jews on any enormous scale, was it done on the orders of Adolf Hitler himself, in other words, the man who the German people had elected as their head of state, or was it something that just happened? Was it premeditated, to use O.J. Simpson terminology, or was it second-degree murder? I mean, these are the phrases we all know now if you've all been sitting in front of our televisions. Was it premeditated or was it second-degree murder? Was it all planned from the moment Hitler came to power? Or did it just happen because war broke out and because the Germans saw that we allies, the British and the Americans, were burning alive hundreds of thousands of their people every night? And the Germans wanted to hit back at someone, and it's human nature to hit back at somebody who's in your power. If you want to see what it looks like when 100,000 people are being burned alive, here's a picture of it, incidentally. There, that picture there. Not 100,000, actually, it's 40,000 people in the little German town of Pforzheim. None of you have heard of that. You've heard of Dresden and Hiroshima. But Pforzheim, that was 10 days after Dresden, being burned alive, 40,000 people in 20 minutes in the moment that photograph is taken by one of our airmen from the air. Burned alive, barbecued, because they were not the wrong colour, not because they were the wrong race, but because they were Germans. They were living on the wrong side of a frontier. And if I can divert here for a moment, I would say that if a crime was committed during World War II by any side, and I'm very open-minded about crimes being committed by all sides, I don't think the crime was genocide. This is the other word to watch for. Remember, we've got three words now: Holocaust, Holocaust denier, and genocide. The crime wasn't genocide. It's a word I make up: innocenticide. The killing of innocent people in war, that is the crime. If the Jews were killed in Auschwitz or Treblinka or anywhere else, and we'll look at that particular statement in a minute, it wasn't a crime because they were Jews, it was a crime because they were innocent Jews who were being killed. It was their innocence that made them a crime, made it a crime, and not their Jewishness that made it a crime. But the Jewish community today don't want that. That's why they've invented the third word, genocide, the killing of a race, because that's what they make money out of. If you enlarge the concept into the crime being the killing of any innocent people, then all sorts of people can qualify, please. The citizens of Coventry, the citizens of Nagasaki or Hiroshima, the American airmen who suffered when they were shot down and held in captivity, the Australians who were held in Japanese prison camps, all sorts of people suffered nameless horrors during World War II, innocent people. The people in this photograph, they suffered, but they haven't been able to claim a bent nickel for being burned alive. But this is it, you see. The word genocide is a very useful word because it limits the concept of who is entitled to the money, please. Only people who've been killed because of their race. But it wasn't their race that made it into a crime. It was their innocence that made it into a crime.
All right. Okay, folks, a good place to break here, and I'll come right back with a little bit of commentary. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right. Now, don't forget, folks, who have a chat room if you'd like to join in it. It's deadlyexperiment.chatango. That's chat tango, by the way. chatango.com. All right. Okay. If you'd like to join in on all of the discussion, I think, Mr. Irving is probably one of the most proficient, most intelligent, and undeniably fact-filled, truthful historians that I have ever heard. He and
Pat Buchanan certainly topped the list of people who are honest and truthful. And as you know, both of them have suffered indignities, attacks, smears, vilification, demonization by this very powerful group of people that the world will call world Jewry. But it's really the sons and daughters of Cain worldwide. Cain, of course, murdered his brother Abel, and as we know, he's led a murderous seed line all the way through the ages. And that's why in Revelation 17 and Revelation 18, we're told that in that seed line, in that bloodline, have been the murders of all those across the globe and across time. Jesus denounced it. Jesus mentioned it. The blood of all those shed upon the earth in these wars, horrifically evil wars that have been heralded as, quote, liberations, that have been heralded as freedom-oriented and brotherly love type of inventions and adventures across the globe. Adventurism is a term that has been used in the past to depict the Soviet Union during the 1960s, 70s, during the so-called Cold War period. But it wasn't called what it was, and our alliance with the Soviet Union and Britain during those war years. It wasn't called barbarism, warism, terrorism. No, it was called liberation in movies, in newsreels, and of course, subsequently to that, in television programs that have all been controlled by that same clique, okay, that same little seed line. So therefore, a generation, another generation, countless ones have come and gone not knowing anything truthful about war and about history in general, particularly American European history. That's where we come in, and that's why they're taking down a lot of sites, a lot of channels, and a lot of video that shows you what, in fact, is real history. Just think a little bit, if you can. Those new listeners, you come to me and you say, boy, you're so thankful that we have a venue, an opportunity to give truth here. Do it. Research the truth. Common sense. Go to the scriptures and look at what we're talking about to understand why it has happened all of these generations, thousands of years, and who will put an end to it. That's why if you understand the facts, you'll know that history, as one man said, is bunk. It's all about who owns the presses, who owns the electronic media, who controls the classroom and the textbooks, and that's what it's all about, my friends. Nobody has yet refuted David Irving. He was depicted in that movie this past year, Denial, by Deborah Lipstadt, who, of course, he sued in court in Britain, and he wound up losing because of the politics of the judge and those who have, shall we say, joined in on that free ride of the synagogue of Satan. But it was a libelous attack she did on him. Now, think about it. After all of this, they're proposing peace after they've killed literally hundreds of millions of souls. Something wrong here, folks. Rick Adams has the answers for you. Watch The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. And thank you all for joining us. God willing, we will do it again next week. And until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.